producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment with the head of the Global Healing Center. Global Healing Center, was it .com? Excellent website. He's behind a lot of the products like X2, Super Male, Super Female Vitality, so many other products. He helped us, advised us, and consulted on us like DNA Force. And look, you're just funding our operation. And you can see the enemy attacking us. Quite frankly, I'm a man. I'm not anything special, but I'm a man. I know I'm doing the right thing. I don't want to die. I don't look forward to it. But I walk out of my house and some guy pulls a gun and shoots me from the government. I'm just kind of like, well, I didn't want to die, but hope my kids are all right. But I'm about to get the, you know, a big vacation. I'm not scared. I'm scared, though, of not doing the right job to maximize the platform we've got, Dr. Grib, to warn people. All I can do is straight shoot, folks. That's all I got, is I'm a straight shooter. We've hardened this facility as well because of threats by ISIS and other scum. So we're also not going to roll over. But in closing, how do we save humanity? How do we follow God's mission to empower people and bring the light of liberty and truth to them?
Well, education, number one, and really what I'm going to say is one of the methods that I firmly believe in is giving people the tools that they need to think clearly, to become healthy, because I believe that health equals self-confidence and health confidence equals success. And that's why it's big for me to educate people to understand the attack from all the different angles, from the water that they drink that's contaminated, from the air that they breathe, from the food that they eat, and give people the solutions, such as eating clean organic food, drinking clean water, breathing clean air, you know, all the things that we offer that are actually going to work from the inside out and combat. And as those people get better, they tell people the solutions, and then the word just keeps spreading and spreading.
There's nothing like word of mouth. And look, I'm still a fat slob. I mean, I've lost probably 80% of my fat. I was almost 280. I'm down to below, you know, 230-something. But the difference is I feel great. I've got more energy. My brain works better. I mean, they don't want us to have that. It was like magic when I started taking the iodine.
All these products are magical. I mean, it's not like you go to a drugstore and you go down the aisle with 1,000 different dietary supplements, which are all crap, and you take them and you never feel anything. The way that these supplements are designed, there's different levels of supplements.
And they're not synthetic.
These are the Bentley, you know, these aren't the tricycle of supplements. These are actually going to cause measurable.
You take the oxy powder, it's just time-released oxygen. You've got it all proprietary. People take and go, my God, you should hype this more. This is over the top.
Right.
I mean, oxy powder at InfoWarsLife.com.
How many people do you know that go to work every day and come home and say, I made a difference in somebody's life today? I mean, you can go home every day. I can get
money to fund our operation to fight for the Second Amendment, for family rights, for medical rights, for sovereignty, for our military to not be put on death list. I can't believe anybody actually attacks us. I mean, if you really look at what we do, it's so honest and real.
It is.
Like, don't put troops on secret death list. Don't have the government ship drugs in. Give people choice about their doctors. I mean, if I do anything wrong, even by accident, I'm guilty. But when I'm doing good, I feel so confident. I don't want to do anything wrong. So, that's why I don't get about these evil people. They don't have any conscience, Dr. Grip.
No, they don't.
I really feel sorry for them.
It'll come back and get them sooner or later. It's karma. If you do good for people and you believe and your mission in life is to help change the world, help people on a daily basis.
You will change the world.
If you do that, you will. I mean, I wish we could just read the stacks of people writing in. I was just talking to your customer service department over there.
Why don't you go do a video on it with Anthony?
They're amazed. They sit there all day long and talk to people, and the people say how this has changed their life, changed relationships, changed the way they feel, changed the way they think.
My dad took oxy powder, finally did it, and he said, my God, I feel 10 years younger. He looks 10 years younger. I didn't have the same effect. I mean, I look a little bit better, but I'm still burnt out and under stress. My issue is stress.
Well, stress, you know, stress is one of the things that people, I wish we could have a product.
Dr. Grip,
take care of stress.
Dr. Grip, I've got to go deal with a meeting, but I'm going to let you come in and do a segment hosting straight ahead in Overdrive. Dr. Edward Grip, you're going to get to talk. Don't worry, because I'm going to be gone.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we the Patriots hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, so I'm here with Anthony Gucciardi, and we're going to be talking about some of the victories and also some of the unknown chemicals and toxins that are found in people's homes that, you know, it's funny because it makes me think back. I mean, we were doing a little kind of a reality show a couple years ago, and we were going in people's homes, and I was challenged because there were some people that said, well, you know, this cleansing that you're talking about doing doesn't really hurt, and, you know, it doesn't really help anyway. And so we found two or three people. I had a producer that found two or three people out there in homes that were extremely ill. And what we were going to do was surprise them in the morning with a film crew. And I was going to go do a history on those individuals the proper way, instead of spending 7 minutes in a normal physician's office, like most people go in and then leave with a prescription. We were going to go in and actually identify everything, because everybody's home and environment and diet is different. That's why you can't just give one person a prescription medication. You don't know how they're going to react to that. And then on top of that, two prescription medications, three prescription medications. What if they're you know, using aluminum deodorant, or what if they're using some sort of toxic substances on their skin? How is that going to react with the pharmaceutical? So it was interesting because we went in and I would evaluate these individuals first of all, and then show up the next morning and tell them not to change anything. And sometimes we found mold in their house. They were sleeping with their laptop on their bed, on their body, plugged in. So they were exposed to electromagnetic radiation all night. Went through their kitchen cabinets. All we found was toxic salt, high fructose corn syrup. Nothing was organic in their kitchens. We found toxin after toxin after toxin. And part of my initial research was to determine the root cause of all disease. And the root cause of all disease is too many toxins coming in the body and not enough toxins coming out, because we've become more of a sedentary society, sitting down all the time. So one of the things that I used to do is, when we had our cancer clinic, before we got shut down, actually, is start cleansing people out and avoiding all of the toxins that they're exposed to in their environment on a daily basis. And it worked so good that we weren't able to address and say, you know, we have a cure for cancer or anything like that. But don't you think that, I mean, I've realized over the years that everything is in simplicity, because I used to have 250 different types of nutritional supplements in our cabinet that we could use. I mean, and we've used everything. I trained with the cancer doctors down in Mexico and Germany and all over the world, and we'd have all these elaborate programs. But one thing that we did when we were treating individuals was that every single person was its own person. I mean, we looked at each individual, and I think that, you know, talking about all these endocrine disrupting chemicals, talking about how we can change the world, is that people need to take a look at themselves and realize, what are they doing? What are they exposing themselves to every single day? What is the stress levels? How much sleep are they getting? And really, the simple part about becoming healthy and becoming aware is becoming aware of what you're doing and what you're putting in your body on a daily basis. How do you feel about that?
You know, I think we've had so many victories just speaking on BPA or high fructose corn syrup or GMOs. I mean, a poll came out yesterday, and I just read it earlier, that GMOs are now one of the most hot topic issues in the United States, according to a major poll. And I think it was Gallup. So what that shows me, and what it shows me when major food producers are just completely cutting out high fructose corn syrup, is that we are actually achieving victories and defeating the food corporations only by the mere fact that they know we will not buy their crap unless they change it. And it also reminds me, however, so we have to stay vigilant in this effort and continue to maintain our health, because let's say, as you saw multiple times in earlier when we did a video about the contaminants in food that you talked about on air as well, an average individual that is eating organic and, you know, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, they're still missing little loopholes in this system. So, for example, you could be having a BPA-free water bottle, but is it BPS-free? Well, you say, what is BPS? Bisphenol S. And you say, well, I thought there was just bisphenol A. And if you pull up the Wikipedia page, which I think we have back there for BPA, bisphenol A, it's extremely extensive. It's just, you know, breast cancer, prostate cancer, you know, induced narcolepsy, just every possible thing in the world is up on that Wikipedia page from all the research, right? Because there's hundreds and hundreds of studies, despite Susan G. Komen teaming up with KFC and making pink buckets for the cure and denying that BPA has any association. But then you look at the BPS, bisphenol S page, and how much is there? There's enough to scroll for 0.01 seconds. I mean, there's almost nothing in there. So what happened is they went ahead, and if you actually read the description, BPA is extremely blah, blah, blah. If you read bisphenol S, it just says it's basically the same thing as BPA, but it has a different name. So what is that? That's a corporate manifestation of screwing us over. It's calling BPA BPS, and it is a little different. And they put it in the plastics, and they say it's BPA-free, but it has BPS in it. So thankfully now when I go to Whole Foods, it says BPA and BPS-free, because people are waking up about it. But that's just one of the ways that they'll continue to attack us over and over and over again, even when we achieve these victories, because the food corporations are constantly thinking up new ways to trick us into eating their poison crap, because they don't want to spend one penny more. And it brings me back to McDonald's, too. So McDonald's, obviously, their CEO got fired because their revenues are just not making the cut. They're underperforming the market. They're not growing. Some people say, some top economists say, they actually could go bankrupt within the next 5 to 10 years. Well, why is that? It's not just that their food is garbage and full of GMOs. It's not just that it doesn't even taste good, and even people who are low income can go to Whole Foods and buy a salad for $4. It's not just that. It's that they are so obtrusively evil in the sense that they refuse to spend 2 pennies more to remove the crap from their food. So, I mean, honestly, they make so much money, they could really just source non-GMO stuff and do a huge public campaign. We're non-GMO now. Do you know how many people would go to McDonald's? Chipotle makes money off of that, saying they're going to start labeling GMOs. Even like,
didn't McDonald's buy Chipotle or something, and then they sold it back because they wanted to come in and use all their own ingredients, and Chipotle was using and sourcing organic products in.
It was their last hope to be relevant again.
Well, look how long it took for the organic, you know, first of all, Whole Foods comes out, and now you're finding organic sections in practically every single supermarket out there, which is great because it's the demand of the people. It's like, if we want to make a change, then we need to, actually a good idea would be for somebody to develop some sort of a can that's not made of aluminum and lined with BPA. You know, if we stop buying the chemicals and if we stop buying chemical lotions and household products and cleaners, and if we use natural herbicides and pesticides, I mean, it's not hard. You can do it yourself stuff. You can go on Google and type in natural cleaner and mix vinegar and water and a little lemon juice, maybe some orange peel, soak some orange peel in there. I mean, it's very inexpensive. You're not polluting.
Coconut oil is a makeup remover, by the way. All the women out there listening, use coconut oil. It costs like $4 instead of the makeup removers and the alcohols that you use, and it saves your face instantly. But, you know, what I think it boils down to, and you can ask any of the economists about this, the market doesn't actually reflect what the people want for a very long time. So I think now we're seeing Whole Foods explode, and non-GMO is the number one thing. Now it's the number one trend in the industries because people are actually getting options. I mean, I still go to the store and I try to find organic things. Like, I can't find organic squash or organic beets these days for some reason. But I go out and I can't find that. As soon as that is available, it's going to skyrocket. But these options aren't available yet because the market is lagging behind reality. So we're pushing it forward in an ultra-dynamic system, and their old, sluggish, multi-generations old, like McDonald's system, is just trying to pull us back in and act like they're trendy and cool with their Super Bowl ads. Like, hey, we're healthy. We have salads. It also contains a yoga mat chemical that's banned in most countries. So, you know, it's a total ploy system to get you back roped into this archaic aging system. And that's how we have to think about it, as a ratty, molding cave that we're just being pulled back into. Because the number one way they're going to get us is not by actually changing their ingredients, and that's the only way to survive now, is by using marketing ploys to make us think that what we're doing is eating healthy. Like when you eat a salad at McDonald's, you might as well just eat the Big Mac. Or when you're drinking diet soda, it'd be better for you to just drink regular soda.
Yeah, you know what the sad thing is? That it's sad to see people that are just suffering year after year after year. And what this, I was telling you about that show we did, the amazing thing is we wanted to try to transform that person's life in 90 days. One of the individuals we were going into their house had been suffering with severe asthma. I mean, she had a symptom list of probably 50 things she was suffering from. So what we did was we came in, we completely replaced everything in her house with natural alternatives. All of her foods, we switched to organic, and then we did one thing. And we started her out with an intestinal cleanse, then we moved on to liver and gallbladder cleansing. And talking about liver and gallbladder cleansing, you know, all these supplements at the InfoWars Life, I mean, everything is designed to help cleanse your system, help boost your system, help balance your system so some of these symptoms can go away. And when we clean her up, within 90 days, the majority of her symptoms were gone, and she was living her life again. Now, can you imagine the millions and millions and millions of people out there that can benefit from something so simple as cleansing the body? That's why you look at all of the ancient texts out there, you know, all of the religious texts, I mean, anything, the ancient Egyptian texts, and they all talk about the importance of cleansing the body, or at least fasting for one day, or doing something to cleanse your system. And that, how many toxins were around back then? There
weren't
even
years ago
any chemicals back then. And now there's millions upon millions of chemicals that are disrupting your brain function, disrupting your organ function, all your endocrine disrupting chemicals. And, you know, I keep harping on endocrine because what's happening is this This is a design for future generations, because what they're seeing now is you manipulate the genes in the fetus, and then for four generations you can have problems. So they're setting the stage for four generations in the future being.
And we're
going
to talk about the ways to avoid those coming up after this break, and we're going to continue on throughout the 30-minute session.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, on placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nation Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nation Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Groove, filling in for Alex Jones. In this last segment, I'm talking with Anthony Gucciardi, and we've kind of been going over some of the toxins that you find in your home and some of the natural ways that you can eliminate these toxins and actually keep your body clean. And I was talking about the importance of cleansing, Anthony. It's amazing that you can get such good results with something so simple. You know, it's a, you look at the medical profession and there's, you know, all this documented research behind this, and most of it's paid by the pharmaceutical companies. I mean, really, if you look at clinical trials, like what we were talking about before, every single person is different, right? Everybody has a different diet, a different environment when they live, different stress levels. How is it possible? It's not possible to do an accurate clinical trial on a group of people unless you put them in a cage and you feed them exactly the same thing every day. You expose them to the same stress levels every day. You expose them to the same air quality, water. I mean, all of those variables. So really, it's impossible to have an accurate clinical trial. And, you know, I'm always looking for the simplest things that people can do. And it really comes down to recognizing what you're putting in your body, what you're being exposed to, and getting rid of that and replacing those things with natural alternatives and cleansing your body on a regular basis.
Well, here's something interesting. I mean, cocaine, marijuana, and heroin have more real trials than most pharmaceutical drugs. I mean, straight up, they have more testing over periods of decades than most pharmaceutical drugs. And you talk about that because they say, we take individuals, we give them the drug, they all are the same, doing nothing different besides taking this drug. Well, what do you do? Oh, well, they can eat whatever they want. You know, they can resume their normal lifestyles, is what the study will say. But what is their normal lifestyle? Someone might go home and eat organic bananas, and the other person might go out to Popeyes and McDonald's and eat that every single day. So what is normal? What is the real trial? You know, there's no real information on that part. And then it brings me back to, you know, some of the studies where, let's say BPA, for example, or GMOs or anything like that. It's always the two. There's always two studies. It's really funny because one is bad, right? It's not enough. But two studies are funded by the industry that wants to keep selling it, right? Like Monsanto or whatever. They'll fund two studies because they say in the scientific method, you know, you need two studies, and there'll be 100 studies saying it's dangerous. But there's those two studies, and they'll cling to those two studies and the FDA, and they're ruling for BPA because they almost banned it. It was a $100 billion industry, though. There was numerous lobbyists who they just kept pushing. There's two studies that say it's safe. There's these two studies. Who's it paid for? Oh, paid for by, of course, the BPA producers. There's over 100 studies that link it to breast cancer, but there's these two studies. And what does Monsanto say? There's two studies that we have that show that GMOs are perfectly safe, even though when we give it to rats, they all die and get tumors, or just literally farmers freaking out saying, I give my pigs GMOs and they die. So to me, what's more important than even these studies, and you can go to the National Library of Medicine and type in iodine and get hundreds of studies, or you can type in oregano oil, or you can type in vitamin D, which everyone knows is good for you, even though they say you're not allowed to have the sun anymore. But you can't actually get an accurate description of what something like a statin will do outside of the side effects for your actual beneficial health. That's why they have statistical lying, which was traded by the guy, by the way, who said that tobacco and cigarettes were perfectly safe, and he's also the same guy that said organic and non-organic are the exact same. The father of statistical lies. That's his actual name. Ingram Olkin is his name. He works with Stanford. And they said that organic is the same as conventional food.
One thing that just amazes me is that people don't look at the labels. And especially with children, you know, I just talked to some moms that are pretty much organic, but they're hooked on CNN and they watch the news all the time and they're worried about the measles. They haven't given their kids the whole rounds of vaccinations because they do believe that vaccinations are bad. And all of a sudden they're watching all this stuff about the MMR and how, you know, their kid could possibly die and all of the unvaccinated children, and they get scared and they run out and they give their kid the MMR vaccine. My question is, how long does it take to punch in the internet and say, what's in an MMR vaccine?
Hormones.
I mean, if you look and just do a little bit of research and you see what's in it, I mean, that's a no-brainer. I'm not going to put, if I can't pronounce half the stuff in there, like Triton X and formaldehyde and everything else, I mean, instinctively, you should know that that's not good
and
to inject
me,
into somebody.
I wouldn't even be speaking out against vaccinations if they didn't contain those things. You know, obviously, the people, the elite, the in-the-know individuals receive clean ones without hormones, antibiotics, and everything like that. Well, I was amazed by all this we got to pack into this short 30 minutes on the show here, but Alex will be back tomorrow from 11 to 2 as usual. Thanks a lot, Dr. Group, for filling in for Alex.
Thanks for everybody listening. Go through your house, look at what you have, start throwing everything else. If you don't know what it is, go online and search for it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're here, ladies and gentlemen, we're live. Is it not unspeakably insane? I want to go back into this issue of the illegals being above the law, that the illegals are released by the hundreds of thousands per year, according to federal documents, for things like aggravated assault, burglary with a weapon, arson, child molestation, you name it. And that's why all over the world, but particularly Latin America, because that's the group that's really protected, it's part of merging the countries into this super union. That's why you have all these serial killers and people fleeing, coming here. They get a new identity, and then they are above the law. It is mind-blowing. And I was just reading from Judicial Watch. According to Judicial Watch, the Obama administration has ordered all Border Patrol agents to stop apprehending illegal aliens who have been detained for drunk driving. Yes, you read that correctly. Not only are illegal aliens being released and their violations of the U.S. immigration law being ignored, but now, even if they are hammered drunk, the Border Patrol has been advised to let them go on their way while under the influence. And I told the story and shot video of it in Big Bend last year. The illegals were coming across the border, and then vans were picking them up, and they were driving off, and the Border Patrol was there with the park rangers, armed police park rangers, and I was sitting there in a hot spring, a natural hot spring, with like five people throwing a football. And we heard a and we turned around, and there was a police officer, park rangers, that, you know, two types, park rangers and then the sworn ones with the guns. And I was like, what are you doing? We went, nothing. We paid admission to the park. We're there throwing a football to each other. And then just smiled and stared at us weird. And I was like, really, you're actually, and I want to explain something. 150 feet across were illegals. And they were going back and forth and doing whatever they wanted. And they were riding over on horses and crapping right in front of the Border Patrol. In fact, I have video of it, of the horse going to the bathroom right by the Border Patrol. Because this country is a joke. But they wanted me to know, and I'm not saying Border Patrol are bad. This was a park ranger. And I'm not saying all park rangers are bad, but they're some of the most arrogant. Statistically, I've had more bizarre experiences with Border Patrol, with park rangers, than with anybody else. Because they're mainly a bunch of fake anti-human environmentalists that are taught that humans are a problem. And it's a problem that you're at the national park. It's a problem that you're there doing things. It's a problem that you're having a good time. It's a problem. We are now, if you're a TV viewer, showing the footage of the horse. Parental discretion is advised. I'm being sarcastic. We are showing video of it. It's not really parental discretion advised. Big deal. Horse going to the bathroom. And you have to understand, right down the river were Border Patrol trucks sitting there. And then this guy just continues to go riding around doing whatever he wants. And here we are committing the super crime of playing with the football. And right after I put my phone up, they asked, what are you doing? What do you think you're doing to the whole group? We're just looking at each other like, what do you think we're doing? You know, there's a couple of women in bikinis and the springs, a couple guys. I mean, and then I found them in the parking lot writing people tickets. They would look in people's ice coolers and would find beer and would give them tickets. But the illegal aliens are allowed to get hammered drunk and come across on their canoes and do whatever they want. And I'm not even against these poor illegals wanting a better life. If I was one of them, you could get free health care and you could drunk drive everywhere. If I was a criminal, you know, I could rob banks and not get in trouble, basically. I mean, it's getting to that level. And as this crime wave hits, it's, oh, give us more of your liberty. Give us more of your freedom. Oh, the local police are going to spy on your cell phones now in your location to keep you safe. No. This is not to keep us safe. Obtained by Judicial Watch this week, the notice is titled Enforcement Options with Alcohol-Impaired Drivers, and directs that 4,000-plus U.S. Border Patrol agents in the Tucson, Arizona sector to release individuals, close quote, under the influence and, quote, allow them to go on their way. The document acknowledges that this feels counterintuitive. What, training government to ignore law selectively, officially? Now, that's the essence of tyranny. Continuing, the document acknowledges that this feels counterintuitive for Border Patrol agents, but eases concerns by answering the hypothetical question for the officers who have sworn to uphold the law. If you allow this driver to continue down the road and they kill someone, aren't you liable? The answer is no. Folks, that is a lie. You are liable because you're sworn, but even if you were a citizen and consciously knew, you would then be aiding and abetting like a bartender giving somebody 10 drinks. Let me just read this, though, from the document itself. Okay, I mean, you cannot make this up. The document acknowledges that this feels counterintuitive for Border Patrol agents, but eases concerns by answering a hypothetical question for the officers who have sworn to uphold the law. If you allow this driver to continue down the road and they kill someone, aren't you liable? The answer is no. And 2 plus 2 does not equal 4. I'm sorry, let me go back. According to the new Department of Homeland Security DHS memo, there is no legal, I'm quoting, there is no legal requirement for a Border Patrol agent to intervene in a state crime, including DUI. The order says, adding that, therefore, there is generally no liability that will attach to the agent or agency for failing to act in the situation. So they're claiming like you're the ATF. And, well, they're not, you know, there to investigate banks, bank robberies. They're just to investigate illegal guns or explosives or alcohol. You know, they're revenuers. They're the original whiskey revenuers. That's why they're so nasty. From the whiskey wars. One of the oldest federal agencies out there doing this stuff. That argument doesn't hold up here because they're sworn officers, and if they see a crime being committed, they're supposed to then call locals to deal with it. If it's on federal land, they're supposed to take them to jail. That's what the law says. Everybody knows that. But beyond that, I have seen the Border Patrol writing tickets and putting people in handcuffs who weren't even drunk. American citizens. But because they were a bunch of UT alumni lawyers, that was funny enough, that's who they were arresting, in cowboy hats who had little containers, little ice chest of Coors Light. Their only crime was that they weren't drinking real beer. Nothing against Coors Light, it's just it is not real beer in my view. But you can drink your Coors Light. I certainly liked it in college. It was cheap. And the point is, I'll take a Chimay if I'm drinking beer. I like some Belgian ale. Side issue. We're here looking at this. It's just crazy. And I remember my friends were there, Rob Doohan people were there, and I was getting really upset, and they said, well, let's get the cameras out. And I said, you know what? We're on a working vacation. We've already shot some reports. Let's go hiking. We had our kids there, my son, his son, and we just Richard Reeves was there. We took the bus down, and I just said, fine. I just looked at those Border Patrol, those people are just victims of evil. They'll have all their freedoms taken as well. When you can selectively, and this isn't new, this is just now officially in memos, because even though the judges cut them loose, Border Patrol, state police, and local police just continue to arrest the illegals. And then their unions stand up for them a lot of times. The problem is now the unions have been threatened and infiltrated, so they won't. And so the Travis County sheriff, who's liberal, black, will, every week, I think they said it's three or five, guys, search engine it, search engine Travis County Sheriff deportations. I want to say it's like three or five. I've seen different numbers. Sometimes as high as 15 people in a city of 2 million people, a county of 2 million people in the county. He's deported between 3 and 15 people. And they're all aggravated felons, and the Democrats are trying to unseat him now. And he said it's the law. They're rapists. They're armed robbers. And he calls the feds down to the jail to get them. And the feds, by the way, all over the country, will not show up to get the illegals. So this is a lawless, evil revolution against our country. It is totally unfair. It is total fraud. And it shows political correctness. I mean, they could pass Obamacare. Doubling and tripling prices, death panels written by insurance companies. Some insurance companies have doubled their profits. On average, they're up 47% globally. Global insurance companies just off the U.S. deal. So when you say double, that's mainly U.S.-based ones have doubled or tripled. Some of them even more. In fact, don't believe me. Just search insurance company triples profits on Obamacare. I've seen those headlines. But worldwide, 47% increase in profits worldwide in the last year. Just off the gang raping of the American people. And, folks, it's going to get worse because we're wide open. We're submitting to tyranny. People are confused. They don't know what's going on. And so now it is wide open, ladies and gentlemen. Yep, there's the headline. It says that in the last 6 years, he's deported 5,000 people. And I know he slowed down to almost nothing, but that's still almost nothing in a county of 2 million. And now they're trying to get rid of him. And there's the headline, the sheriff's defense. big national news stories, and then halfway down they go, his defense for what he's doing. Oh, he's so horrible. Pretty soon it'll be, what's your defense for even pulling an illegal over? Well, they were driving down the wrong side of the road and hit three cars. Uh-huh. That's a nice defense, racist. You racist black liberal Democrat. Everybody knows you're racist. But how many of these people that go along with us are going to get plowed by a drunk driver? You know, I love how people are getting arrested for having one glass of wine. They'll pull a housewife over. I don't care what color she is. She's an American citizen. Walk over, man, been drinking? Well, yeah, I did just go after work and have two glasses of wine. Well, I'm going to need you to step out here, little lady. You're going to have to spend about 10 grand paying this off over the next few years. Hope you enjoy it. And then the Austin American Statesman and others ask, is Travis County immigrant friendly? Like, oh my gosh, is it trendy? And the investigation shows that this article says 19 people. This is a Statesman, right? 19 of the Austin Chronicle. 19 people are deported away. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And we rank number 3 in deportations because LA stopped. Houston's pretty much stopped. So, you know, for a southern city near the border, we're third. We should be third. After like San Diego and San Antonio. How? I am so ashamed right now. He deports between 3 and 19, depending on what number you see, a week of rapists and felons. It's so horrible. Can you imagine how racist we are? We're so bad. Meanwhile, I go down to Mexico. If you go down to Mexico and you do anything wrong, in fact, forget anything wrong, the police will pull you over. Everybody knows this. It's happened to Nico in the control room. He's been shaken down by the police. And this happened when I was a kid with my parents. And they didn't take us to jail, but they'll just keep getting more and more money from you and then go ahead and just take you to jail and then run a credit check on you, find out how much money you got, and then suck 20, 30 grand out of you, beat you up while they're at it, rape your wife, take your kids away. And it's like, oh, how sweet. Oh, that's just Mexico. That's just what they do to us. We deserve it. We're America. We deserve double prices on Obamacare and death panels because the president's black and it's called Obamacare. And we deserve to turn our guns in, too, because he's black and we're racist if we don't. I mean, it has nothing to do with anything. And we exposed back in June of last year, Adan Salazar, Jakari Jackson, and our team on the border, that the illegals are put on buses and bussed in with government vouchers to anywhere they want to go in the U.S., and we got the government head of McCallum to admit it on tape, and the Border Patrol running around covering their faces up while they load the illegals. So if you're going to load the illegals and ship them into the U.S., do you think you're going to let them off for drunk driving or then rape or whatever? You have to. You have to let them off on every level. But it's not discrimination that illegals are a protected superclass. People are mad at the police because there's a feeling that the police get away with stuff and are above the law. And they do. And part of that's because the police would collapse in this lawless country if they didn't get special treatment to a certain extent. And I'm not saying that's a good thing, but that comes out of the corruption. We are not an honorable country. We've killed 55 million of our own children in the last 41 years. We lied to ourselves about that, so of course we're going to go into bondage. But people are rightfully mad that the cops turn off the dash cam and then beat you up and then charge you with assaulting them and don't know somebody's in the bushes videotaping. You know, that kind of stuff's out today. And that bad cops get protected. But forget all that. What about 40, they now admit, 40 million illegal aliens in this country who get everything basically free and are above the law? And folks go, oh, but they're such hard workers. Yes, most of the illegals want to live high on the hog. And so they'll work, and they pull welfare. And it's well known. More than half. You can pull statistics on that. My guys can do it right now. More than half the illegals are estimated to be getting social services. That's the highest rate out there, above even inner-city blacks. Half. And you see, once they're subsidized by government money, that'll drive down wages to a point where everybody's got to go on the welfare as a supplement. And now Walmart told their employees starting 2 years ago, we pay you low so that you can qualify for the assistance programs. That's how you enslave a once free country. That's how you domesticate them. That's how you take them down. And, man, when I get pulled over by cops and they say, have you been drinking or what's in your car? I go, come on, man. I know you're told to let illegals go all day. And I've had state police three times the last 4 or 5 years go, yeah, you're right, Alex. They always think who I am. Suddenly they go, yeah, you're right. I know. I don't like it. I don't care. Get out of the car. And I'm like, no, you're violating my rights right now. I don't care. Because even though they know I'm right, they're like, I'm still going to show you. Yeah, I don't like that either. But you know what? I'm allowed to go after you, so I'm going to go after you, is basically what they are doing in their actions. I was driving to work one morning, about 9:30, out at the Y at Oak Hill, and I was getting on the ramp, probably going 65, but it's like 50 right there at the start, and he gets me, pulls me over. I was taking my son to work that day, and he's just sitting there, and he pulls me over, and he's like, been drinking? And I went at 9:30 in the morning, and I said, if I was illegal, you wouldn't even ask me that. And he said, that's true. And I got angry. And I just said, you go ahead and write me your ticket, man. But you're committing a crime every time you selectively gang rape Americans. I told him this. And that guy was so upset. Not even to me. He knew it was true. He was like, it's a joke, people. Our border's wide open. They put us in naked body scanners. And then I saw this years ago, and it was admitted last year. Illegals get to fly with no IDs in and out of the country, but they are completely above the law. The whole government.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of life in this country, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is, get prepared and get prepared now. My Patriot Supply has the deal to get you started. Call 1-800-274-3070 today to get a 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10, including free shipping. Especially in an emergency situation, you don't want to rely on the government for anything. Having an emergency food supply is an important first step to making sure you'll never surrender to FEMA's control. Call 1-800-274-3070 to get your emergency food supply for only $10, including free shipping. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there's a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call 1-800-274-3070 today.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Boom, boom, bop, boom. get you. But just as fast, I felt brand new. For you.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now, a local Fox affiliate out of San Diego, Fox 5, accidentally depicts President Obama as a rape suspect in last night's 10 o'clock news.
The only suspect in a sex assault at SDSU will not be charged.
Maybe Fox actually got something right for once. Let's talk about all the different ways that President Obama has raped America. Is this news editing mistake a Freudian slip? Are we being gaslighted to subconsciously capitulate our awareness to the rapist in chief? Since taking office as the 44th president of the United States, President Barack Hussein Obama has forcibly violated what was left of our constitutional rights. The National Defense Authorization Act grants his office the power to deploy the U.S. military to apprehend and indefinitely detain any person, including American citizens, who he believes represent an enduring security threat to the United States.
All right.
Section 1071 of the version of the 2014...
That's part of a report. You can see the full report. It's excellent that Joe Biggs filed at his desk. I love Joe because he does a lot of reporting for us, a lot of research, but he also comes up here sometimes at like midnight and shoots reports at his desk. So let's give that guy a nice microphone in there. Let's give him a nice setup. I mean, let's give him an iPhone or something too, or he's got his own phone so we can start uploading stuff when he's out on the road. I mean, he's taking action. That's what I like to see. All the reporters are doing a great job. They do a great job in different ways, though. David Knight, Jakari Jackson, everybody. John Bown, Leanne McAdoo, and I can't mention everybody. It really is amazing the job they're doing covering all this. And the reason I wanted to play a little bit of that clip was this point. We are being raped, and they are trying to train us, like a pimp breaks his street hoe, that we're lucky if we're even allowed to live, basically. And we're being beaten like a dog by this system. But there's going to be another reaction where more and more people who are American citizens are going to stop paying income tax to the private Federal Reserve through the IRS. People are going to stop paying for their tickets. They're going to stop paying for all the bureaucracy. And it's becoming a defense more and more in court with the judges that, hey, you let illegals go. So what we need to do is document the illegals being let go. Citizen journalists need to do this. Do it as like a month-long project. We're going to have a contest where people legally and lawfully go, get transcripts, sit in on the trials, watch the illegals released on a $10 fine. That's what they're giving in Travis County. $10 fine for drunk driving. Being released for hit and runs. Being just cut loose for rape charges. We need to document that and then codify those as defense. Then when citizens have the book thrown against them. Because if a law is not justly appropriated and justly dealt out to the public, then it's null and void. Again, people are mad at cops because there's a sense that they're above the law. Well, if anybody's above the law, it's the illegal aliens. And I am incensed with the police for following orders and carrying out selective enforcement. I'm very mad at them as well and disgusted. But I'm really disgusted with us for putting up with it. I'm disgusted with myself. I mean, I haven't talked about this in a while, and it just makes me so angry. It's like, why aren't we doing more to fight this? And I'm really disgusted with the criminals that are running our government that are doing this in our face. I mean, that's who we blame, is the globalists running it, the robber barons, the corrupt New World Order. InfoWarsLife.com has some great specials on nascent iodine, colloidal silver, and other products, and your purchase makes it all possible. So try the products out today and buy war bonds in the InfoWar.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-313.